Now you remember in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, when God had created Adam and Eve and all the trees in the garden. In the garden were many beautiful trees that God created. But he put one tree in the middle. And he told Adam and Eve, said, you can eat of all of these. All of these trees that's in the garden, you can just eat all you want. But this one tree, the tree of knowledge, to know good from evil, leave it alone. Don't touch it, he says. Well, they didn't for a while. But then, one day as Eve was admiring this beautiful tree, the Bible says that this tree was pleasant to look at. It was easy on the eyes. No doubt the foliage was green and glistening in the sun. The fruit was plump and ripe. The Bible said it was even good for food. It would feed their hunger. It would feed their desires. And where was this forbidden fruit? Where was the location of this tree? The Bible says, right in the middle of the garden. Why would God do that? Why would God put some forbidden thing right here before our eyes? Something that we would have to look at almost on a daily basis. Yet, it is forbidden. You know, we meet up with things like that all the time, don't we? There are some things that we look upon that's pleasant to the eyes, easy on the eyes, nice to look at, beautiful. It's also good to satisfy our desires and our hunger. Yet, it is forbidden fruit. There's a lot of things that's beautiful, easy on the eyes, good to satisfy your desires, yet forbidden. But then the Bible says that the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the fields that the Lord had made. I looked up that word subtle, and it says he was more cunningly, he was more crafty, more evasive, more elusive. And the serpent said to her, did God say that you could eat of all the fruits of this garden? She said, well, God said we could eat of every fruit of every tree in this garden except this one tree. And she said, God said if we did eat of this forbidden fruit, we would die. Well, said the serpent, if you want to live up to your full potential, I think you need to try this fruit. The devil went on to say, if you eat this fruit, you shall not surely die. He convinced her that to eat this fruit would result in no penalty at all. One of the most terrifying and yet revealing accounts of demons at work is contained in Luke, the 8th chapter. This is an actual story of a man who was possessed by a great number of unclean spirits. The Bible calls them devils. He had lost all resemblance to a human being. He lived among the tombs, hungry, cold, naked. And as the Bible says, always, night and day, he was crying and cutting himself with stones. The people of Gadara attempted to restrain him with fetters and chains, wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Jesus knew of this man's horrible plight, and out of compassion, made a special journey across the treacherous Sea of Galilee to bring him deliverance. And as Jesus approached this man, the demons began to cry out, what have we to do with thee, thou Son of God, the Most High? The man did not know Jesus, but the devils that dwelt in this man knew Jesus very well. My name is legions, they said, because we are many. Demons or devils are real beings with real intellects who, while working contrary to the purpose of God, have a fearful respect for his power. Although relatively few people are ever possessed by the great number of evil spirits which help this man, yet I believe that many of the strange and horrifying things that occur result from the malicious work of devils. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.